Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
So today we want to look at the subject of the benefits of the unveiling of Jesus. And our text is from Revelation 3:14. And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, verse 20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. May the Lord add his blessing, his anointing, his enlightenment, his grace, his glory to the reading of his word. Amen. It is generally believed in Christendom that the Laodicean church is standing for the last day church. There were seven churches in Asia Minor that the resurrected Jesus addressed or spoke to directly. Okay. And the last one of them is the Laodicean church. It is interesting that to the last day church, Jesus says that I am standing at the door and I am knocking. In context, he's talking about standing at the door of the church and knocking to come inside. What a gentle Jesus he is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is very powerful, but he controls his power. So Jesus says that although he can break the door, he can come in, he is standing at the door and he is knocking. The reason why Jesus does that is because he respects us. He loves us. He doesn't look down at us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is important for us to be like Jesus. Wow. He is standing at the door and he is knocking. He is waiting to be revealed to the last day church. It says that when anybody hears his voice and opens the door, he will come to that person who heard the voice and opened the door. So I want you to see how Jesus coming to the last day church or the universal church of this time changes to Jesus coming to individuals in the church. He says that although I'm standing at the door of the last day church and I'm knocking, if anyone hears my voice, I will come in to him.
Now,
He didn't say he was going to come to the whole church. He is talking about revealing himself, not just to the Last Day church, but revealing himself to individuals in the church. So I want you to understand that Jesus wants to reveal himself to you. He doesn't want to reveal himself to you alone, but he wants all others also to see him. And when he comes to you, the Bible says that he will dine with you and you with him. The question we have to ask ourselves, why does Jesus want to come to the Last Day Church in particular? Because the Last Day Church is going to have a certain issue that Jesus has to come in and address. The word Laodicea, or the name of the city Laodicea, means justice or judgment of the people. It is a church that people rule. It is people or human beings whose judgment and whose opinions hold sway. No, it is rather a church where the human decisions, you know, is rife. It is all over the place. That is why the name of the city is the judgment of the people. Some dictionaries also say people rule. Or if you like, the rule of the people. So can you imagine the state of the Last Day Church? It is a place where human beings are in charge, their judgments, their antics, you know, is all over the place. It is a church of the Lord, all right, but it is full of religion. Religion is human beings in their own sincerity trying to please God. But that is how the Laodicean church is going to be. It's going to be a place where human beings are struggling and trying in their own wisdom, with their own judgment, with their own decisions to please God. Because the last day is a period where knowledge is going to abound. So Jesus wants to come to the Laodicean church because he doesn't want the people to rule. He wants to rule in his church. He does not want religion to fill his church. He wants to be the Lord of his own church. He wants to rule in his church. And he wants his kingdom to come in his church. That is why he is knocking and getting ready to enter the last day church. But when Jesus comes, or he is unveiled to the last day church, it is not Jesus alone who will be revealed or unveiled to us. It will be his kingdom arrangement also being revealed to us. Because the king and his kingdom always move together. When the king is revealed, the kingdom that he rules over, and the kind of systems over there, and the arrangements over there, and the way that they go about things is also revealed. It goes along with the king. So Jesus wants to be revealed to the last day church as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he wants to show us how his kingdom looks like. And he wants to make the universal church, the individual believers, rulers in God's interests. That is why in verse 21, he says to him who overcomes. The question is, what is he to overcome? What are you to overcome? What am I to overcome? Because the Holy Spirit assumes that we know what to overcome. So in this verse, he doesn't tell us specifically what to overcome. He just says that the person who overcomes, overcome what? Of course, overcoming the problem of the Laodicean church. He is talking about overcoming religion. He is talking about overcoming our own judgment, our own decisions as to how to serve God and as to how to please Him, as to how to go about the work of God. To him who overcomes. To him who overcomes. To him who overcomes. I will grant to sit with me on my throne. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says that if you overcome religion, I am going to sit you on my throne. In other words, I am going to make you a ruler who rules in the interest of God.
Now after that, say
he is talking about overcoming religion and taking in the king and his kingdom arrangements. That is why he says that if you overcome religion, your own way of trying to please him or serve God, says that I will make you a ruler in my kingdom arrangement with me.
Now,
Ladies and gentlemen, God wants his kingdom system in his church. He wants to rule in his church. He wants to sit on his throne in his church. And the present war overcomes the problem of the Laodicean or the last day church. I will let him rule in my kingdom arrangement. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wonderful. That is why Jesus wants to be unveiled. Coming into his church, knocking to come into his church, is coming to be revealed that this is me, I've come. That is why he says, I will wine with him, I will dine with him. Because the first thing that we get to know about eating with the Lord after his resurrection, the first occurrence is that food, through the breaking of food or through dining, Jesus is revealed through the scriptures. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he wants to reveal himself through the pages of the Bible. Anytime you open the Bible, Jesus wants to come. The book of Hebrews chapter 10 says that, lo, I come. In the volume of the book, I come. Anytime you take the volume of the book and you open, Jesus says that, look, I come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me. We can mention the name of God or Jesus in his church. We can cast out demons and prophesy in his name in his church. But still not have Jesus being revealed. He is talking about the revealing of his person. He is not necessarily talking about the revealing of his works.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is talking about the revealing of his person. Because when he comes, the things he wants to do shows us whether it is his works or it is his person. When he says that, I come so that I will come and dine with you, I hope you know that it's not his works that is going to dine with you. I have gone through all this, ladies and gentlemen, to let the body of Christ know that Jesus and his kingdom system must be unveiled and enthroned in his own church.
Jesus,
that the rule of people, the rule of humans, and the will of humans must give way to Jesus ruling. His arrangement alone, we cannot mix it up. When he talked to the Laodicean church, he said that, look, you people, you are lukewarm. I don't like lukewarm. I want my rule, period. I don't want a combination of cold, which is the law, and hot, which is the kingdom arrangement. He says, I put me on the throne. Don't put other things on the throne with me. Those who sit on the throne with me are the people who overcome the decisions of humans or religion. Having labored this message to the Last Day Church, having me labored this word to the Last Day Church, I want us now to go into some benefits we get when Jesus is unveiled, not just to the Last Day Church, but to the individuals in the church. The first thing I want to talk to you about is in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. The first benefit we get from Jesus being revealed, coming into his church to the individuals in it, it is that God gets to work in your life. In other words, the revealing of Jesus Christ, it gets God to work in your life. Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. The Bible says that the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. Hallelujah. The Bible says that God saw that the earth was without form and void. It was a mess. So when he got upon the scene, he said, let there be light. Ladies and gentlemen, you would do the same if you were God. Because the first thing that you do when you enter a room which is messed up without form and void and all that, and the place is dark, the first thing you do is that you look for the switch and put on the light. When the light is on, then you begin to arrange the place. Using the light that you have. It is the same with God. Ladies and gentlemen, God does not work in darkness. When it is dark, all that the Spirit of God will be doing is that he will be brooding. Before God said, let there be light, and this light is Jesus, the Holy Spirit was brooding like a hen will brood over its chicks or egg. No, But the Holy Spirit was not doing anything. He was dormant. He was just brooding in the chaos until God switched on the light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, this light is talking about Jesus. He is the word that God spoke when he said, light be. Why did God speak the light first? Because without Jesus, God cannot get to work in the earth or in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need to understand who Jesus is. Jesus is God's ability. He is the wisdom of God. You cannot take my ability away from me. I have an ability to do some things. When I come to your house, when I visit you, I bring along my ability. Because my ability is in my person. Jesus is God's ability. So if Jesus is not around, God cannot work. Because you have taken his ability away from him. You have taken God's wisdom away from him. You cannot separate God's ability from him. Because you are always one with your ability. You are always one with your wisdom. Somebody says that I don't mind losing my house, I don't mind losing my cars, but one thing you cannot take from me is what is in my head. It's my wisdom. You cannot take my wisdom away from me. Similarly, you cannot take Jesus away from God and really get God to be working in the earth. Anytime God wants to do something, he might say, my ability, come to me, let's get it done. Hallelujah. He will call upon Jesus to get it done. So when God had to save mankind, he had to call his ability to come as a savior. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know that in the Bible, the New Testament calls God as a savior more than even Jesus? They call God the savior more than Jesus the savior. Because God is behind the salvation plan. Jesus is the wisdom of God to get mankind saved. Is the ability of God to get mankind saved. So before God can ever do anything on earth, I know there are people who say that, well, I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I know believers talk about the Holy Spirit is with me. But learn from the first ever mention of the Holy Spirit in the earth. He was just dormant. He was just waiting for Jesus. He was waiting for the unveiling of Jesus so that he can get to work in the earth. Before God can ever get to work in your life, you must crave for the revealing of Jesus. Because God will work according to the standard called Jesus. Jesus is God's benchmark. He is God's prototype that He looks upon to mold your life and my life. So how can God get to work if the light is not there? If the standard, the benchmark He is using to repair your life is not there? Jesus is like God's benchmark. I mean like His design. He doesn't work without looking at the design, the prototype. That is why you must crave for the revealing of Jesus. Because when He comes, God leaves the state of dormancy, so to speak. And He gets to work in your life. I said He gets to work in your life. With the light of Jesus that you have as an individual. He said, I will come in unto Him. And I will dine with Him, not with the church necessarily.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.